This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Flood aftermath.
The level of devastation is really unprecedented.
California inferno.
My house is gone. All my furniture, all my clothes.
Ships on the move from Ukraine.
With 26,000 tons of corn.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Floodwater in Kentucky, fire in California. Extreme weather is proving destructive in both places. At least 28 are dead in eastern Kentucky, others unaccounted for, after torrents of rain triggered floods that wiped out communities last week. Jim Stratman of WKYT-TV tells us more rain is in the forecast.
Rain-triggered flash flooding wiped out homes and infrastructure, leaving residents shattered.
I had my whole life saved him. I ain't got nothing.
Governor Andy Beshear expects the number of deaths to rise in the coming days. After nearly a foot of rain fell on parts of eastern Kentucky, emergency crews have rescued thousands of people in just a matter of days. But those efforts could last weeks.
We have dozens of bridges that are out that make it hard to get to people.
For those who lost everything, the rebuilding process is only just beginning.
I don't know where to start, what to do, where to go.
In California, hot, dry conditions are fueling wildfires. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports on a major one near the state's border with Oregon.
The volatility of the firestorm, fueled by high winds, a heat wave, and the decades-long buildup of dry brush, caught most off guard as it exploded to more than 50,000 acres in less than 48 hours. The blaze is threatening hundreds of structures in Northern California's Siskiyou County, already destroying several homes and a community hall.
It traveled from the top of that ridge downhill in the space of maybe 15 minutes.
Officials say 60 people were rescued from a section of the famed Pacific Coast hiking trail. Right now, there are 54 large fires burning in 13 states, destroying more than 1.5 million acres, which is larger than an area the size of the state of Delaware.
Our CBS News battleground tracker indicates if the midterm election was held today, Republicans would take control of the House, going from 214 seats to 230.
Voters say what's on their mind is the way they think things are just going in the country, and they think it's going badly.
Anthony Salvanto, our director of elections and surveys, says women could be a major factor in the fall.
They think that a Republican majority would make things in the country worse for women. All of this affects the Democratic base. You look at the Democratic base saying that their party is not doing enough to protect abortion access. So Democrats still need to fire up that base and say they can do something about that issue they care about.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi held talks today in Singapore. She's beginning her Asian tour. Malaysia, South Korea, and Japan are on her schedule. China's foreign ministry warned again today that there will be serious consequences if Pelosi visits Taiwan. In a boost to the world food supply, grain exports have once again resumed in war-torn Ukraine. CBS's Cammy McCormick has the latest.
This is a Sierra Leone-flagged cargo ship with 26,000 tons of corn. It left Odessa for Lebanon. It sounded its horn as it headed out to sea. It will stop first in Turkey for inspection before making its way onward. Other ships are expected to depart through safe corridors soon.
The Kremlin today called it a positive step. Russia and Ukraine signed separate agreements with Turkey to export 22 million tons of grain and other agricultural goods.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden is isolating after testing positive again for COVID-19. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Celine Gounder says it's apparently a rebound case after his treatment with an antiviral drug.
His personal physician has decided not to restart treatment, but to just closely observe him and see how he does.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer promises a vote this week on a bill to help veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. Last week, a group of Republicans reversed course and said they'd oppose it, sparking fierce criticism. Political scientist Larry Sabato.
The odds are this will get resolved in one way or another, and it will pass. And probably the Republicans are burned enough so that they're going to make sure that happens.
The family of a Georgia woman who fell out of a moving police patrol car and died is demanding answers.
I hate that I called. I feel like it's my fault because I called them. And I'm trusting in them to take care of her, not to harm her.
28-year-old Brianna Greer was a diagnosed schizophrenic. Her family had called for police help when she threatened to hurt herself and her twin daughters. An early review found she was put in the back seat with no seatbelt and a door was left open. The National Park Service has cut off access to the world's tallest living tree in California. Habitat surrounding the redwood tree, called Hyperion, has been damaged by visitors. Well, Bill Russell, the Basketball Hall of Famer and civil rights activist, died yesterday at 88. In Boston with the Celtics, where he won 11 titles in 13 years, he found it hard to win respect as a black athlete.
I had a game where I had 25 points, 25 rebounds, 10 blocks, and the Boston Herald said I was lucky I got to play with Cousy.
A reference there to star guard Bob Cousy. Russell won an Olympic gold medal and the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2011.
Bill Russell, the man, is someone who stood up for the rights and dignity of all men.
Bill Russell was the first black coach in major pro sports. His last two titles with the Celtics were as player coach. Nichelle Nichols broke barriers on TV.
I'm thinking of all the times on the Enterprise when I was scared to death. See you so busy at your command.
Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek was a prominent role for an African-American woman in the 1960s. Nichols died yesterday at 89. She also had an impact on the real-life space program, says our space consultant Bill Harwood.
She helped NASA recruit women and minorities in the 1970s, and over the years, she was a welcome visitor to Mission Control and elsewhere across the space agency.
And actress Pat Carroll has died.
She may be the key to Triton's undoing.
The voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid. She starred on Broadway and on TV. She was a frequent game show panelist. Pat Carroll was 95.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
An Emmy-winning TV show is honored in bronze.
The team from Breaking Bad got its own statue in Albuquerque. Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul were there to honor their mythical meth cookers, Walter White and Jesse Pinkman. The show, which ran from 2008 to 2013, and its ongoing prequel, Better Call Saul, helped fuel a renaissance in filmmaking across New Mexico. It also cut close to Albuquerque's real-life struggles with drug addiction and crime. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Associated Press reports a decision on discipline for Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson following accusations of sexual misconduct is coming today from a retired judge who heard his case. Watson was accused of sexual harassment and assault by 24 massage therapists in Texas and has settled most of the civil lawsuits filed against him. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.